Vice President Harris has the tough assignment of trying to address the root causes of migration to the U.S. southern border. And this week, she had some good news. A new leader in Honduras saying all the things the White House wants to hear. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez has more.
When Xiomara Castro became president this week, she had a warm welcome for an important guest sitting on stage behind her.
Señora Kamala Harris, vicepresidenta.
Vice President Harris was nodding as Castro spoke about fighting corruption, boosting the economy, and helping her people. After the ceremony, Harris and Castro met at the presidential palace.
We are honored to be here. It was a pleasure to witness your inauguration.
Harris told Castro she wants to help find ways to build opportunity at home in Honduras.
And we look forward to this partnership as a working partnership as neighbors in this hemisphere.
Afterward, Harris told reporters she was encouraged.
I was impressed with the passion with which she talked about her priority on addressing and combating corruption in this country. And that fuels my optimism about our ability to partner on that issue.
Congressman Raul Ruiz was there, too. He's the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he says Castro seems to want to deal with the issues that push tens of thousands of people to trek to the U.S. border each year.
You have to think that they are fleeing a dire situation worse than the risk of being kidnapped through their travels on the migrant caravan.
The White House has been desperate to find a partner in the region. There have been problems with leaders in El Salvador and even Guatemala, where Harris traveled last year.
The U.S., to some degree, is putting its credibility on the line again by standing next to this government and calling it a partner.
That's Benjamin Gadan, who led Latin America policy in the Obama White House. He says Castro faces a divided Congress and organized crime that has its tentacles in everything.
It's a risk, of course. I mean, first of all, we'll see genuinely how committed this new government is to fighting corruption, but we'll also see if she has the wherewithal to do so.
He says it's going to be enormously difficult. Harris says the problems won't be fixed overnight, but she wants to try to make this new partnership work. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.